this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the carnival will be open downtown Ishpeming. And it's the Skirvick Brothers shows from Escanaba. And they've been coming for, boy, it's been over 10 years now, coming downtown Ishpeming. And of course, it's a big fundraiser for the Baycliff Health Camp and the Ishpeming Firemen Association. The Baycliff Health Camp, of course, has been upgrading their facilities now for quite some time. And so we sent them a nice big check. And I hope to have a huge one again this week.
Well, what I like is this, I know, kind of combines a lot of the different passions that you have, because I know over the years we've talked to you with various things in Ishpeming and street events and that sort of thing, but also your interest in fairs, festivals, carnivals, and those kinds of things. So what is the Skirvick Brothers family bringing to the particular carnival this year?
Well, they redid the Twister, so that's coming back this year. I don't think we had it last year, but it's it just came out of the body shop. They have a huge body shop in Escanaba. And so that one looks really good. It's got the new LED lights and stuff. The Himalayas coming back. We picked that up out of Colorado a couple of years ago, and that's a beautiful piece. But this year we have a new funhouse come out of Toronto, Canada, and it comes in about 48 feet long, and when it's open, it's about 80 feet long, and it has a capacity of 4,000 kids per hour. And this thing, the floors are going up and down and around and back and forth, and there's all sorts of obstructions as you try to make your way through this maze, but it's really cool. It's well lit and just a fun piece to have on the Midway. Of course, the Skirvicks will be moving in tonight, and all night long the rides will be arriving. They open Wednesday. They set up on Wednesday and will be open Thursday by around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Of course, they put in a big order this morning. We try to spend as much money as we can in the community when we do come to the town.
Sure.
So I called Jubilee this morning and ordered a bunch of vegetables and fruit, the apples and stuff that'll all come from your local stores. Friday we'll order a pile of diesel fuel from the local vendor there in Ishpeming. He'll bring it right to the grounds because we have three generators that it takes to run this carnival. It takes a lot of juice.
It's a lot of power, a lot of effort. I've seen these over the years. This is a big endeavor. You take up many blocks downtown with it.
Yeah, we take up three city blocks plus all the parking lots, and the city of Ishpeming has been really good about being a host. We get people from Marquette, Nagani, Ishpeming, Gwynn, West, you know, it's all over the place. They come to have a fun time. And I'm relying on your weatherman to bring us 80 degrees and sunshine.
I'll work on that as best as I can.
I would appreciate that.
I only have a few connections. So.
And UP Paws this year is going to be there. They're again doing some fundraising within our fundraiser. We have custom choppers coming from Ironwood, the Backstreet Choppers are called. They got a really cool display. And of course, Baycliff Health Camp will have a display there also for the week.
And the key here is that all of the funds that are raised, all the proceeds that are raised, they're going to go to the efforts at Baycliff and also with the Ishpeming Firefighters?
Yes, the Ishpeming Firemen Association. Yes. We give them a check and then they go buy equipment with it. So instead of going back to the taxpayer all the time, they have several thousand dollars each year that they can go. And I believe last year they upgraded their air packs or something. And they'll have a wish list again this year. And we give them a check and they just go go buy equipment. The best thing, I love giving big checks away. So everybody show up and support the event.
Kurt, let's recap again. The hours again are what and when and where?
Okay, Thursday and Friday we open at 4 o'clock and we'll be open till we close. It could be 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, depending on weather and crowd. Saturday we open at noon and there again we go till you know, the last dog is hung. It's you know, it's if it's real nice out, so we've gone to 11 o'clock at night or longer. It depends on the weather. And like I said, I'm predicting 80 degrees and sunshine. It will be shorts and sandals.